Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. I always thank my God for you and for the gracious gifts he has given you now that you belong to Christ Jesus. Through him, God has enriched your church in every way. If you know anything at all about the church in Corinth, you'll know that it was a disaster area. Everything seemed to be going wrong. They were divided. They had a case of incest in the church, and nothing had been done to sort it out. Their times of worship were an embarrassment. They totally misunderstood what the gifts of the Spirit were for and viewed them competitively. It's hard to find anything to celebrate. But look how Paul starts this letter. I find it fascinating. He could have kicked it off with a list of moans, but he doesn't. He begins with encouragement. My junior school was tiny, and so I found my huge secondary school a very bewildering place. I'd never been a part of anything like it before. I struggled with the work and didn't do very well at first. But I'll never forget the piece of work that I did for a geography teacher when I was about 12, which he marked as excellent. Nobody had ever told me I'd done anything excellent before, and his words changed everything. I saw myself in a new light. It's so important to use words of encouragement, particularly when we need to say something that's critical. Before we dare to say a single negative word, we need to think of all the genuinely encouraging things that we can say. Words of encouragement don't normally need to be long, but they can be life-changing. I wonder what you might be able to say today, which will give solid encouragement to someone else. So let me ask you a question. What was the most significant encouragement that you've ever received? And what did you learn from the experience? And now let me pray with you. Thank you, loving Lord, that you are the supreme encourager. Help us to become more encouraging day by day. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that these talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a really good day.